In my world, the freedom that is our birthright is the freedom that we came into this world with and that we got disconnected from because of just the nature of the world. And it's the freedom from the fear that we're not okay the way we are. We don't have to learn to love. We don't have to learn to love ourselves. We don't have to learn to love other people. What we need to do is unlearn the fear that blocks that. And for many of us, that fear has been there for so long. And we've, you know, it was told to us when we were little, you're not okay, you've got to stop doing that. Why don't you pay attention? Don't do that. You make me angry. But we've been rehearsing that ever since, a lot of us. Mm-hmm. It's like self-hypnosis. Oh, it's a beautiful day. We walk by the mirror and we go, oh, no, it's not. Oh, no. What will people think of me? And so imagine for a moment the freedom to never, ever, ever do that to yourself. Not about what you ate, not about your body, your weight, your age, your wrinkles, your spontaneity, your aliveness, you're afraid that people aren't going to like you because you're too happy. You know, I mean, you can't be too happy either, right? People don't like you to be too happy. Isn't it true? Yeah, you walk down the street and you're just like, you're free. You have the freedom. And everything is good because you are one with spirit. You're humming it to yourself. I am one with everything. Onions, pickles, no. I am one with everything. And you're whistling along. And a friend stops on the sidewalk and says, well, how you doing? He's, oh, God, you won't believe it. I've got the best relationship ever. I'm making a lot of money. I just bought a brand new car. Isn't it beautiful? I've got so many friends. I mean, everything is going beautifully in my life. And you're like, first of all, they either don't believe us or they want to bring us down, yeah? Like, well, you're looking kind of pale. Are you sure you're feeling okay? You know, my uncle had cancer and he was looking that like kind of like that when before he went to the doctor, you know? So we're not supposed to be too happy either. We're not supposed to tell the truth, the real truth of who we are, because that's against the rules too. We have to be nice. We maybe even go so far as to sacrifice our own needs for the needs of other people. I don't mean anybody here, but out there, you know? And that's caused by fear. I have to be good enough to earn the love from outside, forgetting that I am the divine, which is in its nature love, and that means I am love. If you find yourself trying to get approval from somebody else or from yourself, remember in that moment that you are the love that you're trying to earn. If we're going to say, I am divine, I am a creation of God, then we need to say, that means I am love. And without the fear, then that human warrior can go into the world being spirit and being that love. And that is the real ultimate happiness, is being able to go into the world and simply being the love we are. Not because the world needs it, not because an individual needs it, because the minute we say, oh, you need my love, we're judging, and that's not love. So simply to go into the world being love comes from the freedom to know the truth of who we are as spirit, as the divine, as God. It's our birthright. We came into the world with that freedom. It was distorted in us and denied in us because other people couldn't see it. So it's our job, if we want to be free, I mean, we don't have to be free. We don't have to be happy. We don't have to, you know, it's not an obligation. You're perfect anyway. But if we want that in our lives, then our job is simply to look within. Have your eyes seen? And look within and see the fear that keeps you from being that which you truly are. The human fear that denies the God self that you are. And you can't see it in other people if you're not seeing it in yourself, right? We know all this. In The Four Agreements, which is the famous book by Miguel Ruiz, the man that taught me a lot of, or helped me become a lot of who I am. Wrote this on page 74. When you transform your whole dream, magic just happens in your life. And the transformation he's talking about is the change from fear to love, from judgment to acceptance. When you transform your whole dream, magic just happens in your life. What you need comes to you easily because spirit moves freely through you. This is the master of intent, the master of the spirit, the mastery of love, the mastery of gratitude, and the mastery of life. This is the goal of the Toltec. This is the path of personal freedom. Take a moment and go inside with me. Dream with me for a moment. Imagine yourself free. Imagine yourself as unconcerned about other people and what they think of you as you did when you were 6 months old. See if you can dream that. And in dreaming it, feel your body. Feel how your body, how your emotional body and your physical body feel right now as you dream that possibility of being as free as a child. Dream this dream with me of reclaiming your birthright, of denying the lies that separate you from the truth of your freedom to be who you came here to be. Becoming that truth of the unique expression of God's love that came to this earth at this time is a beautiful way to say thank you to God. Thank you for creating me the way I am. As I restore my freedom, my birthright, to be that unique expression of your love. Dream this dream with me. Dream the dream of stripping away the lies that you're not perfect just the way you are. That you are love. Be love right now. Set an intention, make a commitment, whatever is appropriate for you to practice being the truth of what you are, divine God, love. In As we come gently and easily back into the room, come back holding that intention, holding that possibility, or holding whatever part of that reality you've experienced, or all of it, bringing that love that you are as you into the room right now. See with the eyes of love. Breathe the breath of love. Know yourself as love. It's your birthright. Claim it. And so it is.
ToltecOnline.com, where we are creating spiritual community through love in action.